New York's elementary and middle school students took their state math exams this week. Reading tests were held earlier this month. Teachers and principals have been feeling tremendous pressure to raise scores, especially since last year when the pass rate fell dramatically. The state is in the process of raising standards, and part of that means revising the tests. As educators try to meet that challenge, WNYC's Beth Fertig visited a school in Brownsville, Brooklyn, that's hoping to get an edge.
Five, underline the five.
Fourth graders Jelaya Johnson and Jada Beattie Bass stayed after school this week at PSIS 327 to get ready for the state math exam. They were practicing how to round off numbers.
What's the song?
0, 1, 2, 3, 4. You go backwards for some more. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You go forward all the time.
Jelaya and Jada were nervous, but said they felt prepared nonetheless.
I feel confident and brave that I am going to pass the test and succeed to fifth grade.
Well, I think the same thing as her, because all the rounding is probably going to be easy because we got our song.
In addition to old school memorization, the kids were also using a new computer program.
Use the table to find how many hours Max sleeps in a 30-day month.
Teacher Danella Christini calls this simulated voice Uncle Leo. Using an interactive smart board hooked up to a computer, she guides her students through various reading and math problems, including algebra.
What did we say our rule was?
Time 6.
Christini spends part of her time working with students in a group. She also sends them back to their desks to practice problems individually on their own laptops. While they work, she can monitor their progress in real time.
I get an alert as to which children have it all correct, partially successful, or incorrect.
She points to a chart on her own laptop.
It'll show up for me so I can pull those children who are not able to grasp it on their own and work with them. So this is a real good feature.
The program is called Time to Know. The Department of Education has been embracing different forms of technology through what it calls the innovation zone. Of course, good teachers say they don't need technology to figure out which students can use extra help. But after years of steady gains, the percentage of students passing their state exams plummeted last year when the state began raising standards. That was a wake-up call, especially in Brownsville, where Principal Stephen Appiah says teachers need all the help they can get.
We're not a Park Slope upper echelon society in this community here.
Brownsville is in the same high poverty district where parents demanded school reform in the late 1960s.
But we can't succeed if we're given the chance. So in order to level the playing field, that's where the technology for me comes in as being a critical way to help us to work smarter.
Last year, only about a third of APIA's students met the state standards in math and reading. That was a drop of more than 30 percentage points from the year before.
When it comes to day 2 of the test, you are not going to have the multiple choice.
Educators say that plunge shows just how easy the exams had gotten and why New York needs to increase its standards. This year, it made the exams both longer and tougher. Ariana Butler, who teaches fifth grade at PSIS 327, says she was surprised by one section of last week's English test.
This year's test, I noticed that they mixed the genres. For example, one passage, it had both poetry and then a memoir, and we've never seen that before. So I think for some of the kids, they were taken aback.
It's tempting to ask why students would be caught off guard if they're learning the critical thinking skills they need anyway to be fully literate and competent in math. Principal Appiah says his teachers are beefing up their curriculum. They're giving students longer reading passages to improve their stamina. But
it's really unfair to test students on things that they haven't seen before or in a way that they haven't seen it before. I don't believe that that's fair.
Fair or not, principals and teachers are also judged by test scores. Appiah's school earned a C last year when the scores went down. And his teachers are being evaluated by their students' progress on state exams. Appiah concedes there was a reason for the focus on testing.
In many places, educators were not doing their jobs and not doing right by the kids. And so that's why No Child Left Behind, the motivation, the intent of it may have been good. But what happened was what we see now, which is a a nation of test prep schools.
Yet, Appiah insists his school is far from a test prep factory. He's fought to keep the arts in his building. And in his own push for higher standards, he's using those new laptops for students to engage in more research and writing projects. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.